Beacon Press Audio presents None of the Above, the untold story of the Atlanta Public Schools cheating scandal, corporate greed, and the criminalization of educators by Shawnee Robinson and Anna Simonton. This audiobook is narrated by Lisa Renee Pitts, published by Beacon Press Audio, 2019. Prologue. On April Fool's Day in 2015, I found myself in an unthinkable position. I was a 30-year-old Teach for America alum, former counselor, newlywed mom-to-be. And I was a convicted felon facing 25 years in prison for something I didn't do. For 2 years, I had lived under the shadow of RICO, otherwise known as the Racketeer-Influenced and Corrupt Organizations Act. RICO was designed in the 1970s to target the American mafia. But in 2013, RICO was applied to an unlikely group, the educators of Atlanta Public Schools, including me. At issue were the district scores on a Georgia standardized test called the Criterion Referenced Competency Test, or CRCT. In 2008, the Atlanta Journal-Constitution investigated suspiciously high score increases on CRCT retests in several school districts, including Atlanta. This prompted a state agency to conduct an audit of CRCT scores in 2009, analyzing the number of wrong-to-right erasures on students' test booklets and finding a high likelihood that cheating had occurred in dozens of school districts across the state. Governor Sonny Perdue eventually ordered a special investigation to probe Atlanta and one other school district. When the dust settled, 35 employees of Atlanta Public Schools were indicted on RICO charges. All but one were black. Some faced prison terms of up to 40 years. I never cheated. My first graders' test scores didn't even count toward adequate yearly progress, a set of benchmarks that the federal government required schools to meet under the No Child Left Behind Act. Nor did the scores count toward targets, another set of benchmarks imposed by the Atlanta Public Schools Administration and Board. But Perdue's investigation was conducted like a witch hunt, or, as one attorney would later characterize it, shoot first, and whatever you hit, call it the target. Investigators used threats to get teachers to talk and offered immunity deals to those who told the truth. That often meant dragging educators in for multiple rounds of questioning until their stories changed to reflect what investigators believed the truth to be. This approach produced false accusations against two of my colleagues, me, and probably many more people. The trial that followed, the longest and most expensive in Georgia history, was a tragedy for Atlanta Public Schools, which had long served a majority black student body under majority black leadership in a city known as the Black Mecca, a place where black folks had thrived economically, politically, and culturally in spite of bitter oppression. It was a personal tragedy, too, as I came from a family of teachers and social justice activists whose legacy I made it my life's work to build upon. Growing up, I was always known as a good girl. It was what my mom, Beverly Robinson, expected of me because of the way she had been raised. Her mother, Dorothy, worked as a salad maker in the cafeteria at Peabody College, which later merged with Vanderbilt University in Nashville, Tennessee. Dorothy raised my mother and her three sisters as a single parent with the income from her cafeteria job. They lived with Dorothy's sisters and their children, 10 people in a 2-bedroom apartment. Dorothy did the best she could with what she had, and she filled the household with a lot of love and laughter. As a single parent, Dorothy...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?